Nandam.
Nanda.
Antu Nanda, the father of Krishna. Cha.
Also.
Mokshyadi.
Saves.
Bhaya.
From the fear of.
Varunasya.
Varunasya.
Of Varuna. The demigod of water. Pasa. From the clutches of. Gopan.
The cowherd men.
Bileshu. In the caves of the mountain.
Pihitan.
Placed.
Maya
Sunana.
By the son of Maya.
Cha.
Also.
Hani Apritam.
Being very engaged during the daytime.
Nisi.
At night.
Shayana.
Lying down.
Ashitramena.
Because of hard labor.
Lokam.
Planet.
Vikuntam.
The spiritual sky.
Upanishad.
He awarded
Gokulam,
the highest planet.
Sma,
certainly.
Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
Lord Krishna saved His foster father Nanda Maharaja from the fear of the demigod Varuna and released the cowherd boys from the caves of the mountain, for they were placed there by the son of Maya. Also, to the inhabitants of Vrindavana who were busy working during daytime and sleeping soundly at night because of their hard labor in the day, Lord Krishna awarded promotion to the highest planet in the spiritual sky. All these acts are transcendental and certainly prove without doubt His Godhood.
Srila Prabhupada's selection of words, Godhead, Godhood, we'll say childhood, you know. Everywhere Krishna exhibited His supreme majesty, the Godhood. So let us see the purport of Srila Prabhupada. What is this?
Nanda Maharaja, the foster father of Lord Krishna, went to take his bath in the river Yamuna in the dead of night. Mistakenly thinking that the night was already over, thus the demigod Varuna took him to the Varuna planet just to have a look at the personality of Godhead Lord Krishna, who appeared there to release his father. Actually, there was no arrest of Nanda Maharaj by Varuna, because the inhabitants of Vrindavana were always engaged in thinking of Krishna. In constant meditation on the personality of Godhead in a particular form of samadhi or trance of bhakti yoga, they had no fear of the miseries of material existence. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is confirmed that to be in association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead by full surrender in transcendental love frees one from the miseries inflicted by the loss of material nature. So which sloka is Srila Prabhupada mentioning here? I'll read this statement once again. Let us see, you know. In Bhagavad Gita, it is confirmed that to be in association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead by full surrender in transcendental love frees one from the miseries inflicted by the loss of material nature. Because in Bhagavad Gita, it is confirmed that in association with the Supreme Lord, full surrender. This is the last statement Lord is saying. Surrender unto me. I will relieve you from all sinful reactions. How do you get a sinful reaction? By association with the material nature. The material nature is the one which gives us sin, not Krishna consciousness. So Krishna consciousness is there to eliminate sin. Any contact with the material energy will produce sin, will give sin. This is the very nature of the material energy. It will produce sin. We'll come back to that later. Hence, it is clearly mentioned that the inhabitants of Vrindavana were extensively busy in the hard labor of their day's work, and due to the day's hard labor, they were engaged in sound sleep at night. This is one of the reasons, right? When people complain that they don't get sleep, that means they're not working hard. This is a fact. Bhagavatam says, Srila Prabhupada is expanding. If someone, one of my friends, you know, he's not a devotee. Both of us came together, but he was trying to associate with the material energy. I said, go on. I said, I will try the spiritual energy. Let us try, you know. So he was complaining the other day, you know. We sometimes talk, you know. He's completely gross materialist. I am a little bit better than him. I would not say I'm a spiritualist. So we used to talk, you know. I said, what about your sleep? You complained the other day. He said, yes, Surya, still, you know, I'm struggling. I'm not able to sleep. I said, I wish that if I had that, I can do my rounds properly. I am sleeping like anything, you know. It's very difficult for me to, you know. When I sleep, I don't know whether I am in this world or in some other world, you know. But he cannot even sleep. He's constantly, why? Because of anxiety. Anxiety is one of the things which the material energy produces in contact, you know, a living entity in contact with the material energy also produces anxiety. So it's too hard for him to sleep, you know, at night. He says, hardly. And I said, how do you spend the time? Say, for example, you know, up to 2 o'clock. He said, I watch movies. But you cannot change. Try best. You know, he's just, that's his mode, you know, mode of that he's associating with. So we cannot help him. You know, a little bit here and there we can give, but he's not inclined to anything, you know. I said, why can't you at least, you know, open the Bhagavad Gita, so that you'll get sleep, you know. That's what sometimes I said I do. When I'm not getting sleep, the moment I open Bhagavad Gita, you know, read the first one sloka, you know, sleep. Otherwise, I said, come for Bhagavatam class. this is sleep therapy we are doing in Bhagavatam. And the moment you listen to Bhagavatam, immediately you sleep. He said, I'll try one day, you know. We'll see. So, practically, they had very little time to devote to the meditation or to other paraphernalia of spiritual activities. But factually, they were engaged in the highest spiritual activities only. Everything done by them was spiritualized because everything was dovetailed in the relationship with Lord Sri Krishna. The central point of activities was Krishna, and as such, the so-called activities in the material world were saturated with spiritual potency. Right? See, it is said that one may think that how come the dear devotees of the Lord, they are not chanting, right? Like us, they need not have to do, because they are on a Raganuga platform. Spontaneously they can think of the Lord. Like how spontaneously we think of the material energy, right, to enjoy. Very nature, they will think of Krishna. For them, you know, they need not have to do sadhana bhakti. We are doing sadhana bhakti. Why? We don't have a taste for Krishna's name, nor do we have any taste for Krishna. So, we are practicing ourselves, because we are all conditioned. So, we are doing sadhana bhakti, but the inhabitants or the residents of Vrindavan, they are not like that. We should not even have a slightest tinge of doubt that, why come they are not chanting, they are not, you know, offering the food or something. It's very nature that, you know, every second they are thinking of Krishna. That is why Krishna chose Vrindavan in his pastimes. So that is the nature. This is as such, right? Okay. That is the advantage of the way of Bhakti Yoga. So that Bhakti Yoga we are following now. How? Because we don't have a natural process of thinking of Krishna. So there is a process that is introduced, and which Krishna is also explaining Bhagavad Gita, wherein by doing this, we can think of Krishna, right? See, if you don't come to the temple, we don't see the Lord. If you don't see the Lord, there is a question of thinking, right? Because through the eyes it goes, and the mind thinks. So if you look at the Lord, at least, you know, you're looking at the Lord, you're thinking of the Lord. If you go to a movie or somewhere else, you know, where is the question of thinking of Lord? Because it's completely different, the other side. So that is why bhakti yoga is a means by which you can practice Krishna conscious and go back to the Lord. That's what the Lord also wants. One should discharge one's duty on Lord Krishna, on Lord Krishna's behalf, and all other actions will be saturated with Krishna's thought. The highest pattern of transcendent in spiritual realization. So working for Krishna, right? Bhakti yoga, in full devotion, is bhakti yoga, right? We work for so many companies. What for? Shama eva kevalam. At the end of the lifetime, we have to leave all our assets and go. Right? Reality. But we have to, because we are conditioned, right? We have got the body and the soul. So for the body, we have to work. That's right. But at the back of the mind, we should also remember all the time that everything is shama eva kevalam. If you have that inclination or thought, then you can work detached. This was Krishna is explaining in Bhagavad Gita. You should not be attached to the work. Why? When you are attached to the work, you are attached to the fruits. In which case, you have a reaction to that work. So you work detached. In which case, there is no reaction. If there is no reaction, then the material energy will not harm you. Right? Why the material energy is harming you? Because you are attached. There is some action. So there is a reaction cause. So as long as you do your duty detached, no reaction. Okay? Well, this finishes Srila Prabhupada's purport. Om Agyanati Marandasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshu Surmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruvena Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Katam Tatati Svatati Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shiva Sadi Gaurapati Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Here in the purport and also in the verse also, it says that Krishna is favorably inclined to his devotees. This is the Lord, okay? He is very favorably inclined to his devotees. Now, I was looking for a word, right? Krishna's name, which actually, you know, which explains his loving relationship between Krishna and his devotees. What is that word? I'm thinking of a word. Anyone?
Bhakta-vatsala.
You know, I'm looking for a word which is Mataji said. It is Bhakta-vatsala, the reciprocation between Krishna and his devotees. During the episode of Ambarish Maharaj, right, Ambarish Maharaj episode, the Lord, after that, Lord is saying, right, to Dhruvasa Muni, he's saying that the devotees are in the core of my heart. I am in the core of the heart of my devotees. Who can say like that? He's saying, like Lord Vishnu, Lord Narayana is saying to Durvasa Muni, what do you think of my devotees? Right? He's saying, as the Lord is talking with his lotus mouth, that I am living in the core of the heart of my devotees, and the devotees are in the core of the heart of me, my heart. Right? And that is in Srimad Bhagavatam. In Bhagavad Gita also, the Lord is saying, for a devotee, I am never lost to him. He is never lost to me. Where is the question of losing contact between Krishna and his devotees? There is no way. Right? The Lord does not lose track of his devotees, nor a devotee lose track of the Lord. Right? But why then we don't have a natural attraction for the Lord? Right? See, Krishna agrees that, you know, the devotees are in my heart. I am there. But to be frank, you know, we have to think what kind of, you know, our devotion, what kind of a devotee we are, how is our devotion, is Krishna, am I in the heart of Radha Vallabha? Next question comes, I'm asking for me, am I in the heart of Radha Vallabha? Because when Krishna says, he does not talk whimsically like us, right? We will say, okay, I like it. Next day, you said you like it. No. I just meant it. I just said I don't mean it. You know? No. Are we in the heart of Radha Vallabha? This is a question we have to ask. I can say for myself, no, I am not. Why? Why I am not? Because we are all conditioned. Right? See, a spirit soul, as Krishna explains in 15.7, Mame Vamso Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. Okay? A spirit soul is an eternal, fragmental part of the Supreme Lord, which is by nature Sanchitananda Vigraha. Okay? It's a tiny fragmental part of the Lord. Now, this fragmental part is a nature, Sachitananda, which means it is full of knowledge. Such, eternity. Such means eternity, right? It will never die. Whether Krishna says in second chapter, whether you dip it in water, you heat it up, you cut it into pieces, you do anything with that, it will not die. This is the nature of spirit soul, which is made up of Brahma. Right? In the material world, everything is made up of matter. The spiritual world, everything is made up of Brahman, spiritual. Okay? So, this part of the Lord, which is Sachitananda Vigraha, as I said, Sach means eternity, Chit means full of knowledge. The soul, the tiny fragmental part. And then Ananda, it's always happy. There's no question of any distress. Are we feeling that? Are we feeling these three aspects? Right? Full of knowledge. Right? Always happy and eternal. No. What happens when this soul comes in contact, comes with the unholy contact of this material nature? The material nature is not holy, it's unholy. Krishna's spiritual nature is holy. So when the soul, which is spiritual, holy in nature, comes in contact with the unholy material nature, contamination takes place. How? The soul is given two bodies, material bodies. One is a gross, other one is subtle. The gross body consists of earth, water, fire, or ether. The subtle body consists of mind, intelligence, fortitude. Right? So what happens is, I think I am this body, I am thinking. So I am this body. I've got nothing to do with Krishna. Because material energy gives a separate existence from Krishna. This is the nature of the material energy, right? It gives a separate existence from Krishna. Yes. I am a person. I have got a mind. I am thinking. I've got a senses. I will enjoy. I will control. See, this attitude of enjoying and overloading the material energy is causing reaction. Right? So if people don't know that they're the spirit soul, what happens? Yes, body, enjoy. Because the senses are there, right? The eyes wants to see. The ear wants to hear. The tongue wants to eat. Because senses and sense objects, attraction, you cannot do anything. So what you will do? You have to act on the bodily platform. If you don't have the knowledge that you are a spirit soul, what will you do? You act on the bodily level. What happens? If you act on the bodily level, karma. Karma is not for the soul, it's for the body. So Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita that there are three activities, right? What are they? What are the three activities Lord explains in Bhagavad Gita? Activities. Starting with karma. Akarma. So what is karma? Karma is prescribed duties. Man, women. If you don't do your prescribed duties, you get reaction. Lord is saying, you can say no, but you have to suffer reaction. One have to do the prescribed duties. There are four Varnashrama system, right? Set by the Lord. One have to follow that Varnashrama and do the duty. Alright? Karma. Vikarma means prohibited activities. No meat eating. No intoxication. No illicit sex. No gambling. If you do any of this vikarma, the mental energy will bind you. Then you will not know your soul. That is also prohibited. What is akarma? Akarma means akarma, no activities. All devotional activities comes under akarma, which means there is no good results, no bad results, no activities. In other words, you are doing some activity with the body, but you are not doing activity. This is a speciality, or this is a powerful nature of Krishna consciousness. Right? Krishna consciousness means you are acting, right? For example, you are eating Krishna prasadam. You are not eating. There is no reaction for you. Because, you know, you are eating Krishna prasadam, which is spiritualized. In other words, it is higher level, beyond the three modes. Hence, there is no action, no reaction. So anything doubtile, as Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport, to Krishna is spiritualized. There is no reaction at all. Seeing Krishna, talking about Krishna, eating Krishna prasadam, chanting Krishna's name, reading Bhagavad Gita, associating with devotees, all have got no reaction. Why? Because it's spiritualized. You're doing it for Krishna. Beyond the three modes of material nature, Krishna says, Traigunya Vishaya Veda, Nishtraiguna Bhavarjuna. Second chapter. What he means is, the Vedas mainly deal with the three modes, right? Try to transcend and get situated on the spiritual mode all the time. Spiritual mode. What is the difficulty there? You have to work, right? You work, you offer your results to Krishna. Krishna is not telling do not work because he said prescribed duties. You have to eat, okay? Take Krishna prasadam. Eyes wants to see some devotional movies. See some movies, you know, the life history of Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Nothing wrong. Here topics about Krishna. Put the kirtan in the house 24 hours. No reaction for you. So Krishna conscious means living in water, not becoming wet. In the material world, not getting reaction. What kind of knowledge Krishna is giving to us? Why are we not taking this knowledge? We are living in the world, we are performing our actions, not belonging to the body, belonging to the soul, hence no reaction. See? Absolutely no reaction. If you don't have reaction, you need not have to suffer. And what happens? You can go back. Right? All of us have come back in this body. Why? Because we've got a particular portion of happiness and distress. Right? That is why we are here. Now, that happiness and distress, we are enjoying in this body. Because the soul is entrapped in this body. The spirit soul, which is Satchitananda Vigraha, is entrapped in this body. The soul wants body to live. The soul has to the soul is using the body. Krishna again explains that. The soul cannot exist without body. Either it will have a material body or a spiritual body. If in this lifetime, if you practice Krishna conscious, and after we leave this body, you get a spiritual body. So the soul needs some existence, which could be in the form of material. Now because our desire is so strong, the material energy, we have given a material body. But if you prove to Krishna, yes, my desire is strong to serve you, you will get a spiritual body. Krishna is explaining. He's not just telling, you know, a few things here and there, Bhagavad Gita walking out. No, it's a very, very high level transcendental knowledge. Bhagavad Gita. Right? So by constant meditation on Bhagavad Gita, one can very easily transcend the three modes. Not at all difficult. Because Srila Prabhupada says, just like the Lord has transcended, the devotee of Krishna will also transcend because of his attachment to the Lord. It's very easy if you get attached to the Lord. Okay? So, because of this body, what's the problem? Okay. Before we move on, I've got one question to ask all of you. How many of you realize or think that the body is a root cause of our existence? Anyone think that the body is a root cause? No. Body is a root cause of our problems. Existence also. Body, because of the previous karma, whatever, we got this body. So the body is a root cause of all problems. That's why we got this body. Technically, we should not have this body. We should not have got this body. But we got this body. Because everything we are doing, talking, Right? Everything is based on the body. Right? Anything. You want to eat, body. You want to see, body. You want to work, why for the body? If you don't have the body, you don't have to work. People are working so hard, you know. Right? Because you want to eat. But spirituality is a different thing, you know. We are offering to Krishna and all that. And if you don't have the body, we cannot do spiritual activities. So in one way, it is advantageous, right? But in the material way, the body is anxiety. But devotees, yes, they use the body in the service of the Lord. Right? That is fine. But for a materialist, this body is a problem. It's creating. That is why the body is a cause of the problem. Why? The material consciousness is a cause of conditioned life. Krishna explains again, 15.7, Mamai Vamsa, that the living entities are suffering in this material world due to the conditioned nature, which includes the six senses, mind and the other senses, right? So what is the cause of conditioned nature? That is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, 3.26, by Kapila Muni to his mother. What does he say? He says, material consciousness is a root cause of conditioned life. So one may think, what is a conditioned life? Conditioned life means conditions like birth, death, old age, disease, they are imposed on the living entity by the material energy. The material energy is imposing conditions on a spirit soul, which is Satchitananda Vigraha, right? What is it doing? Birth, death, old age, disease. One had to die, this body. One cannot do anything with this body. The very nature of this body is to become birth, death, old age, disease. One have to die. You can have a lot of plans, but one have to go through old age, one have to die. This is the very nature of this body. In explaining this point, in Jiva Dharma, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is talking that there are actually two materials only, which Krishna uses for material world production and Krishna and spiritual world creation. The spiritual world, once it's created, it's not destroyed, okay? It's permanent. The material nature will be created, maintained and destroyed over some time. We have to get this point very strongly because that is how the material nature is. So, Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks about the two points, which is Vastava Vastu, Avastava Vastu. Vastava Vastu is the Brahman, which is real, that is a soul. Avastava Vastu is not factual, it is temporary, which is a material matter. So this world is a world of matter. How do you know? If something is moving, it has got a soul. If something is not moving, it does not have a soul. Right? But what do? We identify the body as ourselves. Actually, what is body? Body is matter. Earth, water, fire, air, ether. So we think that we are identifying, misidentifying. The soul misidentifies with the body and thinks that we are the body. And that is the root cause of all problems. Right? So, the conditions like birth, death, old age, disease is given to the material, is given to the living entity because of its association with the material energy. And how does the material consciousness come? Because of associating with the three modes. In this lifetime, there are, Krishna explains, right? In the material world, there are three modes of material nature. In this lifetime, if you associate only with the mode of goodness, you go to the planet of sages, above Indra, above the demigod planet, Siddhas and sages. In this lifetime, if you associate with the mode of passion, unlimited desires and all that, you will come back to this world to enjoy or suffer based on your karma. If you associate with the mode of ignorance, you will be born as an animal, Krishna explains. Everything is clear. Now, how many people know that what body they are going to get next? They don't know. Lack of it. That's what Krishna says as ignorance. They are all thinking, I made up of chemical, earth, water, fire, or ether. That's it. Lack of transcendental knowledge, Krishna consciousness. Right? So, if you associate with the mode of nature, if you don't know Krishna, you get an animal body. Which government is talking about this? That which body you are going to get? Which university is talking? Except Krishna. Right? In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is talking about three levels of transcendental knowledge. Right? What are the three levels? Anyone know that? Three levels of transcendental knowledge. Okay, I'll give you a hint. Lord is talking about confidential knowledge, more confidential knowledge, most confidential knowledge. What level we are? Yes, exactly. Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan aspect. So the first level is, Lord is talking, transcendental knowledge means the difference between body and soul. Very, very important. No one knows this outside. Only Krishna and the devotees of Krishna can know this and will tell this. That is why our life, right, it has to be intercepted by a pure devotee. Or a devotee at any case. Some point in our life, we have to come across through a devotee. Otherwise, you cannot break this cycle. It's like a loop, right? Birth, death, old age, disease. Birth, death, old age, disease. Constantly going. So it has to be intercepted by a devotee who tells you, listen, you are not this body, you are soul. Right? So the first level of knowledge Krishna is talking is transcendental knowledge, which is the difference between the body and soul. You are not matter. You are not matter. You are living entity, spirit soul, which is part and parcel of Krishna. Right? That's the first knowledge Krishna is explaining, the first preliminary chapters. Then he moves on and he says that it is not enough if you know that you are the soul. This is more confidential knowledge. What do you have to know? You have to know that there is one more soul, super soul, accompanying the soul. In Katha Upanishad, it is said that there are two birds, right, on a tree. One bird is enjoying the fruits of his karma. He is working hard like us. And the other bird is watching the other bird. So this bird, the eating bird, the other bird is thinking, when will this bird which is eating put down that and look at me? Right? So, we have got a soul and the Paramatma also. In everyone's heart, there is Paramatma. Right? Now, the Paramatma is accompanying. Why? The Paramatma is the one which activates the whole body, including the senses. If the Paramatma does not sanction, we cannot see. We cannot talk. We cannot even take our food, okay? This is how the Paramatma is so important. Do we have this knowledge? No. We forget. Because of illusion. Under the spell, Srila Prabhupada says, under the spell of Maya, every minute the mental energy will cover you. This is the nature you are in. It's explaining again and again to Arjuna. You don't think great of yourself. The living entity is fragmental part. It is always overpowered by either spiritual nature or material nature. It cannot be independent. It is always a living entity is overpowered by either material nature or spiritual. So in our case, right, because we don't practice Krishna consciousness fully, full surrender is not there. We are always smashed by Maya. How? By the spell of material energy. It makes you think you are the body. Then you act at the bodily platform. You forget Krishna. Forgetfulness of Krishna. Mode of ignorance. Sinful activities. Karma. Suffering. See? 5-point principle. The moment you forget Krishna, you come on the bodily platform. Bodily platform means ignorance. Matter. You do a sin. Suffer. This is how it is. Reaction. See? How do you do that? You are given the body, but you should not act on the body. What difficult stage is that? For people who don't understand Bhagavad Gita, it's a very, very difficult. What are you talking? You are given a body, but we should not act on the body. How is it possible? It is possible by following Krishna's instruction. It is not possible if you whimsically think about your mind. If you won't concoct your own mind, you will never possible. You can life after life after life, you can think. It's not possible. But if you listen to the instruction of Krishna, very easy to follow. That's why Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita. Right? The body is given. You act on the body, there's immediately karma. The material energy will immediately give you reaction. It's unforgiving. It's not like Krishna forgiving. Unforgiving material energy. Any violation will produce punishment. Knowingly or unknowingly. If there is a fire, you put your hand in the fire, it will burn you. Material energy. It will not differentiate between a small child and an old man. It will burn. Because you don't have the knowledge. You don't have a knowledge, you put your hand, it will burn. This is material energy. Unforgiving. So what do? You are placed in a situation of this unforgiving nature. How do you come out of that? Each one of us have to realize, learn Bhagavad Gita thoroughly, come out of the material nature. Three modes of material nature is harassing us basically. Every point in time. One can think I am happy, but this happiness is going, that's in ignorance only. Right? In Bhagavad, Srimad Bhagavatam says, only two kinds of people will be happy. A fool or a completely self-realized person. In between the two, they are suffering. A fool is always happy. Right? And a self-realized person who knows that he is on the Brahman level. He realizes that I am a spirit soul. I've got nothing to do with the material energy. The material energy is there. I am there. It will come. It will come. It will go. I'm not attached. Right? And there is a Paramatma there. He is meditating on the Paramatma. Right? For him, he is a self-realized, fully Brahman platform. And from Brahman platform, any devotion service you do, immediately Krishna is attracted. Right? Because it's the highest level. That is pure devotion service. So pure devotion service, as Rupa Goswami explains, the nectar of devotion, starts at Brahman level. Now we are doing, Krishna is saying, okay, that's fine. But at the pure, at the Brahman level, the moment you say Krishna, immediately, Krishna will look at you. This is the power of Brahman platform. Completely realizing that you are a soul. But nevertheless, we need not have to go to that. All we are doing is Bhakti Yoga, as prescribed by Srila Prabhupada. Bhakti Yoga is connecting to Lord. Every activity, whatever you do, you are connecting to the Lord. So that is also transcendental devotion service. So we need not have to worry about it. Because soon we will transcend. And then, we will realize that. So for us, to do continue in Bhakti Yoga, that's the best thing. Right? That we covered. So, and again, right? So this, what's the disadvantage of material energy? If someone says, no, I'll associate the material energy, what's the disadvantage? It is going to create future bodies. Going to produce future bodies. If you don't want future bodies, then you have to take a Krishna consciousness. Right? So, as I explained, the Satchitananda Vigraha, full knowledge, is the spirit soul has got full knowledge, right? But what's happening in the material world is, because we are entrapped into this body of a human or a demigod, depending upon that, the knowledge is there. For example, in the body of a dog, what knowledge do you have? There is a dog outside in the road, right? That dog does not know the difference between body and soul. That there is a Krishna temple here. If I go and take prasadam, immediately I will be liberated. The dog does not have the knowledge. Nor does the dog know to come and associate with the devotees. Only human being can do that because they got a higher knowledge. Higher than the human being knowledge is the demigod. They are all servants of Krishna. They are not like that. Not like us, revolting, okay? All demigods are servants because they are part and parcel of Krishna. So every demigod acknowledges Krishna and does devotion service to various levels. They are not non-devotees. You have to be very careful, okay? All demigods are devotees of Krishna, different levels. Okay? Because they are better than us. Okay? Higher than them is Siddhas and the sages, which is just below the Brahma planet. There also I've got a very good knowledge. Knowledge is more. Higher than that is Brahma. Brahma's planet. Even Brahma is not fully knowledgeable. Lord Krishna has given knowledge to Brahma to create. Material knowledge is given. Of course, he's got transcendental knowledge because he's one of our Adi Guru. His job is to create and propagate Krishna consciousness. So Krishna is given. And the topmost knowledge is coming from Goloka. So the spirit soul is entrapped into different bodies. According to that, only knowledge is given. Right? So depending upon that. But by constantly performing devotion service, one's knowledge can be increased. How? How it is increased? You do some devotion service. Krishna gives you intelligence. You use that intelligence in Krishna service. Again, Krishna will give you more intelligence. Again, you use in Krishna service. Krishna will give you more intelligence. But suddenly you use all the intelligence, the material, Krishna will take it away. You become a fool. So the Lord goes, right? This is very good. If someone says, you know, I want to increase, you know, my knowledge, I'm like a fool. Simply do devotion service, then you get a knowledge. Then keep on increasing your knowledge. This is how Krishna works. But the moment you try to, you know, develop your own cheating propensity, then completely it will be withdrawn from you. Because before you could think the Lord as Paramatma knows. You cannot hide anything nor cheat anything from Krishna. Because Lord is present in Paramatma's everyone's heart. You believe or you not believe, that is there. Okay? It's up to an individual. But it is happening, right? It will happen. Alright. Now, so extending this point, how many of us are, we are not because we are devotees, outside, right, in the world, how many of us know in the outside world that there is a spiritual sky? That's explained in the purport, right? There is one more planet, spiritual planet. How many of people know? What is the population of this world? About 6 billion? Right? India has got 1.5 billion, China has 2, and overall adds up to about 6 to 7 billion, right? I don't think more than 7 billion, right? Any statisticians? Right? Accountant? Isn't it, Prabhu? Not more than 7 billion, right? Okay, take 8 million also, who knows? Right? Human population. Mind you, human. The living entities, animal, beasts, reptiles, yeah? That's all different. I'm talking human beings, we've got some knowledge. Out of that, see, the why I'm saying is, the animals do not have any concept other than the bodily concept. Okay? They know they are the body senses, eating, mating, sleeping, defending. That's it. These are the four activities animals do. They don't know anything beyond that. If a human being also, as Srila Prabhupada says, eating, sleeping, mating, defending, then they are as good as animals only. What's the difference, right? In what way a human being is different? Right? So out of the 6 billion population, how many people know the difference between body and soul? Which university is teaching that? Well, let us analyze this point, right? Very important, isn't it? Right? Because our basis, our foundation starts with that. If you don't have know the difference between body and soul, it's a waste. Our life is a waste. It's a real waste, I'm telling you that. If you don't know the difference between body and soul, there's no point. Because one cannot perform devotion service, I'm telling you. Because the material energy is so powerful, constantly, you know, it will pull you. If you are not stuck to the principle that I am a spirit soul, I'm not this body, I'm not this body, I'm a spirit soul, then what is the impetus for us to perform devotion service, right? Everyone is enjoying, I'll also enjoy. No, if you know that you are a spirit soul, then you will stick on to Krishna and then develop your knowledge. So the point being, how many of the outside people know that they are the spirit soul? They don't know. And how do the knowledge develop? If you don't know your spirit soul, one cannot go to the spiritual planet. There is no way. They are entrapped in the material nature. So life after life, they will come back. Associating with the three different modes, they will come back either as a dog, animal, or a human, or a demigod also. That's also the material planet. You can become a Varuna. Who kidnapped the son of the father of Krishna. But he is a demigod. He is also a material planet. But he is in the mode of goodness. Sense control and knowledge is in the mode of goodness. Passion means unlimited desire. Ignorance means opposite to mode of goodness. No sense control, no knowledge. What will happen? Look at the people outside, right? Bodily concept. Not only that, I've seen while coming in the car, just before that, one fellow, in the back side of the car, he has put all the labels. Cricket club, Norway for something, football club. I was thinking, already we are trying to, you know, get rid of this bodily concept. This all this club, football club, identifying yourself. I am a tiger. I am, you'll become a tiger. I am lion. What is all this? One minute I was thinking, the label I saw, you know, cricket club and all that. This is a strong mode of passion. The mode of passion means very, very strong and tight. Attraction between man and woman. Mode of passion. Because that binds someone in this world. Right? Binds someone. So, we have to perform detachedly. Then it is fine. Alright? So what is the advantage of knowing the spiritual sky or the difference between body and soul? After leaving this body, we can go there. And there is no birth, death, old age, disease. We are not talking some story. We are not spending some time, 1 hour or 45 minutes sitting down and talking some good story. Let us imagine how it will be like a movie. No, we are talking real transcendental facts and figures. Okay? If you develop this mentality of Krishna consciousness or serving the Lord, spiritual mentality, and serve the Lord, then at the end of this lifetime, you can leave this body, you are getting a spiritual body to serve the Lord. Why? Because you will not have birth, death, old age, disease, Adi Bhautik, Adi Atmik, Adi Devi. 7 sufferings you have to go in this birth. The trouble caused by the own body and mind. The trouble caused by other living entity. You may be okay. Suddenly someone will come and stab you with a knife. What will you do? At 10 o'clock, Saturday morning, today, the 1st of March, 2014, you are walking on the street, you are innocent, okay? Someone comes and stabs on your knife, on your stomach, and you are dying. What will you do? Do you go into find fault with the material energy? No. Krishna says that is how it is 3 modes. Padam, padam, tat, vipadam. Every step there is a danger. So knowing the reality of the material nature, are you going to surrender to the material energy or are you going to surrender to the spiritual energy? What is the decision you have to make? We are under the spell of Maya, so we still have got a taste to enjoy. We have not, you know, the taste. After all, okay, I will not die, someone else will die. This is illusion, right? We don't know. So why to take a chance? Why to take a chance? Always be on the spiritual level. Do your work, offer the results to Krishna. Perform your prescribed duties, detached. Do always Krishna conscious, bhakti yoga. Simple. What is the big difficulty? You know, you have to eat Krishna prasadam. You have to hear chant about Krishna. You have to see something, come and see here. There is no difficulty at all. And yet people find, for a difficult person, Krishna conscious is difficult. For a simple person, Krishna conscious is very simple. Put it this way, right? If you want to complicate, right, like a lawyer, then Krishna consciousness is very difficult. If you want a peaceful life, Krishna consciousness is very easy. Because you are living a life based on the soul, not on the body. If you live a life based on the body, sinful reaction, suffering. And no one knows this knowledge. This is again and again, no one knows this knowledge. If someone knows that they are not this body, will anyone interfere with it? Will anyone act on the material level? Right? You got some knowledge that I am not this body. Krishna is emphasizing I am not this body. Will you act on the bodily level? Immediately, you know, you dovetail everything to Krishna consciousness. I don't want to suffer because the material energy is like that. So, the basis of our problem, revolting around Krishna, is our main problem, is our false ego. The first thing when the spirit soul comes down, is the interaction with the false ego. The false ego means I and mine. This is a root cause. And that produces a lot of things, you know, including pride, all this, you know. And one who has got pride can never surrender to Krishna. Because you think, why? I've got money. Right? I've got a house. Even a rat, okay? A rat makes a hole in the earth. It goes and lives. Rat feels, I've got a best house on the earth. It makes a hole and lives there. Imagine the mentality. And the bedbug thinks that, I am enjoying, I am taking the blood of everyone. I am the best. A cockroach, you know, no one likes cockroach. The other day I found a cockroach. I said, I don't want to kill that. So somehow I took it and threw it out. You know what I mean? It's a living entity. I don't have the power to kill it. It's got a spirit soul inside. Paramatma is also there, watching. The Lord is thinking, are you going to kill me? I said, why will I kill you? I can. Hiranyakashipu tried. Ravana tried. A tiny insect, can I kill you? So I put the, then I was thinking, the tot, the cockroach is thinking that I am the master in this house, you know. But you are not the master. In our house we have got Jagannath is a master. But the mentality of the cockroach, see, this is a mentality of the living entity in the material world. Because they are trapped in this body, their soul thinks that you are the master of this body. So you enjoy and you suffer, immediately suffer. Right? So every tiny, see, cockroach is tiny, bedbugs is tiny. Everyone is thinking, I am the great, right? I am the master of this body, right? Because the body is given, senses are given to eyes to see and all that. They think they are the master. So pride is a root cause of our existence. Now, I want to finish off with a small story, which normally I do. This is regarding a pride story, okay? Very small one, which can get into our head also. This is the story of the guru and the pride disciple, or a proud disciple, right? Or a disciple who's proud. Okay? What happens, those days, right, gurus, when they have set up their ashram, my Guru Maharaj used to say, I think just before my initiation, His Holiness Jayapatamara, he said, those days, Guru, you have to come and take initiation from the Guru. But now, I am coming, traveling all over the world. How easy is it? And still you guys cannot take, you know, take a Krishna consciousness. You know, he said that once. I was thinking, oh, this is a very powerful statement, you know. Those days, you know, gurus will not come out. You have to go if you want initiation. But he is traveling everything for our benefit. And still we are not inclined, right? Anyway, so those days, right, gurus used to stay in ashram, okay? And normally they select a place in the mode of goodness, right? Away, isolated place, because city life means mode of passion. Anyone who works in the city, village means mode of goodness, right? A secluded place. Because if you see the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the Lord is saying, one should practice in a secluded place and all that. But Krishna consciousness is different. If you do as gopis, as the highest devotees of the Lord, if you practice Krishna consciousness, you can even practice in the center of the city. In Swanson Street, you can practice Krishna consciousness. That is different. Bhakti yoga is different. Okay? Exception to all material standards. But when Lord is speaking, sixth canto, he's talking about jnana yoga, which is a little bit lower than the bhakti yoga. So he says, you have to go to a secluded place, close your mouth, free from fear, lust and anger. You know, close your eyes, meditate, concentrate on the tip of the nose and like that, Lord is saying. Anyway, so that is mode of goodness, it's a place which all the yogis and the sages and the gurus select. So they go out in the village atmosphere and there is always some river or a lake next to that. Why? Why there is a river or a lake next to the place, hermitage or a place where the guru lives? Why? Because they don't have Melbourne water. Melbourne water is not supplying to all, you know, everywhere, villages. It is the olden days, right? So they have to live, because water is a very, very important thing for sustenance. Without water, imagine, right? If I come, you know, all will run away, because I'll be stinking. If I don't take bath, what will happen? My body is not like Rishabhadev, where Rishabhadev, when he passed stool and urine, 60 miles, rose fragrance. Imagine. He used to pass his stool and sleep there. This is the power of Lord Rishabhadev, the incarnation of the Lord. But when we pass our urine and stool, we know how powerful it is. Right? Anyway, so you need water for sustenance, you know. Otherwise, you know, body is a matter and it's a dirty thing anyway, you know. If you don't take bath, if you don't fresh yourself, if you don't brush your teeth, the city of nine gates, right? Every hole there is only bad things coming out. It's not a good thing to admire about the body. Okay? Srimad Bhagavatam says that in the fourth canto, right? Fifth canto, that the body is a city of nine gates. There are nine holes in the body, and what do you get from the holes, you know? Rabdishan, basically. So understanding the fact, so the water is very, very important. Okay? Now, this disciple was having, this guru was having a lot of disciples. Okay, out of the disciples, there was also one proud disciple coming from an opulent family. Okay, very opulent family. So one day, He normally comes, right? But he was proud, the disciple. So Guru was taking, as usual, you know, classes and all that. One day, this disciple, the proud disciple, he was actually wearing gold bangles, right? Bracelets, whatever you call. Right? Because he's proud, you know. He did not have to wear, but he's wearing just to show off. Now, one day, when the Guru was giving a discourse on Bhagavatam, this proud disciple took this gold bangle, okay, bracelets, whatever you call, and he was doing like this. The Guru was observing. He was giving the class. He was, you know, sober. He doesn't immediately look at it, chase time. Okay. Then he was, as usual, he was telling the, you know, all the slokas and all that. He was still going on. At one point, the bangle slipped from his finger. It rolled over and went into the river. And the bangle was lost. Immediately, this proud disciple came to senses. Oh, I've lost my bangle. Very, very important, right? Gold, dollars. One Australian dollar is 55 rupees. Very powerful. We are in a better state, right? So money, people are attached to money, which is basically material, right? So he was attached like us. Then the Guru saw, he did not say anything. This disciple, the proud disciple, he has got two, he is wearing two bangles, right? One bangle fell out. He removed the other bangle and went up to the Guru and he said, please keep this. I'm going to find out my lost bangle. Right? Now look at this. He went. Immediately he dived into the river and he was searching for his bangle. Okay? Basically, about 10 or 15 minutes he searched. Okay? Trying all that. He could not find. When he came out, he was gasping for breath, you know, because he was tired in the swimming for 10 minutes finding. He came out. He went straight to the Guru. He said, Guru, my Guru Maharaj, I've lost my bangle. I've tried very hard to find it. Okay? I searched for 10 minutes. I could not find out. But I know that the bangle is somewhere there. Okay? Now, he used his Guru Maharaj for material things, right? He said, can you tell me where exactly my bangle is? Because a guru means not like, you know, this kind of faltu gurus, right? Those gurus know everything, you know, what you're thinking. If you look at like this, they know, oh, this guy is going to sleep. If you look like this, oh, he wants food. Because very, very intelligent, you know. From the actions, oh, this person is tired because he's burning his body down. And this person may not be that much interested because putting his thing down. Looking at all that, they will know the guru, right? And if you don't smile, means you're not very much interested. If you're staring at a person, means you're thinking seriously. See, all these things the guru knows, right? So he came up to the guru and he said, please, can you tell me where the bangle is? Because I want to recover that bangle. What do you think the guru had done? You know what he did? He took that other bangle and threw it. He said, it is there. Go and pick it up. Got the point? This person was stunned. Right? So, that's the story ends there. It is up to us to conclude whatever decisions we want to take. So, if you are attached to the material energy, if you come to choose a guru, this is how the guru, for a guru, no? The material appellant doesn't matter. You may be a big computer engineer. Doesn't, who cares anyway? This is, we are talking about the soul, okay? Your assets, everything at home. Right? Krishna conscious is a completely different thing. You can take like that. Or, if you are a proud disciple, you are always wanting only money and enjoyment, right? You are not going to change. See, one he lost, he searched. He could have said, okay, let me have the other bangle. No, because of his proud or his pride, he lost another bangle too. So many morals you can learn from that. Okay? So this is for your insight. Alright? Okay, I conclude here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So if there are any questions, comments, corrections, otherwise...
Yes, brother. I just mentioned that unless the Paramatma sanctions, we are not able to do anything. So if everything is going to sanction by Paramatma, why is
Sorry, sir.
If everything has been sanctioned by Paramatma, then why does soul has to suffer?
Everything is sanctioned by Paramatma. Because what happens is, very good question. The soul, the spirit soul, has got two things. Right? One, it can desire, and two, it can experience. Right? For example, right? If you, your parents have told you, do not go to Australia. You are the youngest son. Please live with us. For example. But you want to come to Australia, right? That is your desire, isn't it? But as a parent, did they give an approval to come to Australia, or they'll tie you, put you in a room and they'll close it? What did they do? Desire. Like a father and a child. Our relationship with Krishna is like a father and a child. The child wants it, so the father is facilitating. Strong and desire to enjoy the material nature. Do not go. Suffer. No, I want to go. Go. Suffer. Come back. After you suffer, you realize one fine day you think, you will say, Daddy, Melbourne is not, I don't like it. I want to come back to India and live with you. Then the father says, please come. He is not going to say, yeah, go. He's what, right? Please come back. This is the nature of the father. This is the nature of Krishna. Living entities are suffering in this material world. Right? Please come back and live with my opulence. No, I want to work in Melbourne. I want to die working from morning 7 to evening 7. No, Krishna is saying, come and live. You share my opulences. My opulences, you don't know. Lord has dedicated 2 chapters for his opulences. The knowledge of the absolute. And the opulence of the Lord, 1 full chapter dedicated to know the knowledge. Krishna says, I am the water, I am the Himalayas, of all the Himalayas, I am, all the mountains are Himalayas, the demigods are Indra, everything opulence Krishna. There's nothing that practically exists without Krishna. Nothing exists without Krishna. For that, Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, one sloka, completely he captures the whole point. What is it? Mattara parattaram nanyat kinchit asti dhananjaya mahi sarvam idaya proptam sutre maniganayuva. My energy is spread everywhere. I am the cause of everything. This is just like when pearls are thread on a string. One will not notice the string, but they only look at the pearls. But without the strings, the pearl will not sustain, will not stand. This is my energy. Everything you are seeing, movable or non-moving, it is my existence, my energy. Nothing exists without me. This is the Lord. We are dealing with this Supreme Lord, right? We are not dealing with any ordinary person. We are dealing with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the power of Krishna. We should never even think that, Krishna is an ordinary person. Not even a fraction of a second. We are dealing with such, it's a supreme authority, Sri Krishna. Is that explained? Okay. It's strong. Gopal, before that, I'm always scared of your questions because you may look small, but your questions are very powerful. But anyway, I'll try to answer. Because once I remember you cornered, Ananda Prabhu also could not answer your question. But anyway, let me accept my failure. I'll try to answer. Yes, Gopal.
When Krishna wants to fight with one devotee, so he brings them to life and throws them into demons,
third one, that's a little bit easy for me. Dandavakra, Shishupal and Dandavakra. That is in Krishna's pastimes. Right? Actually, they are devotees of the Lord. It is said that it's a higher, very high consciousness. It's said that the Lord wants to have his pastime like fighting, He wants to experience fighting. The Supreme Lord, he can do anything, right? So, who can fight with the Lord? You tell me. Such an unlimited powerful person. There's no, I cannot explain because I don't know fully, right? Krishna's power is so great, so powerful, right? That person, who can fight with him, right? The one who's living with him, right? Who knows about him, only they can fight. So the devotees, they took birth as demon and fight with the Lord, like that. But again, what happens is, when the Lord does one thing, right, there are thousand, million things, you know, which can be done by Lord performing one activity, right? So if he does that, there are a lot of things combined into that one activity, right? There's no limitation. It is said that Lord Anantashesh has got millions of hoods. Heads, yeah. And each of the head, it is glorifying Krishna's pastime. It has started, but it's not able to finish. We are not joking here, okay? Try to understand this point. Very, very serious point, okay? It is said. But I can't give you actual reference. It's said in, you know, Bhagavatam, right? Okay? Anantashesh is glorifying the activities and the pastimes of the Lord, right? It has got millions because the Anantashesh, right? It is by the power that the whole material creation is resting on his head. Resting on his head. Whole material creation. Right? And he's glorifying Krishna's pastime. He cannot stop it. Every universe, you know, the Lord goes. Why does the Lord go? Tell me. Because if the conditioned soul like us, if we get attached to the pastimes of the Lord, we get an inclination to hear about the Lord's pastime. We have an inclination to serve the Lord. And in that way, the conditioned soul will be attracted to the Lord's pastime. And then we get attraction to Krishna. Then we can serve Him. And then we can go back to Him. That's the whole point. Real business. You know, outside, you know, they said you're talking real business. No. We are talking real business here. Just finish off. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, the Guru Maharaj of Srila Prabhupada, you know what he said? This material world is like a toilet. Once you go to the toilet, you don't spend a lot of time there, right? Finish your business, come out. Out. Out of the material existence. You don't spend too much time there, mucking around there. Go finish it out. Go back to Krishna. Because if you don't take up this, again one more body. Again one more body. Now we know how to stop this body existence. Then take up Krishna consciousness seriously. Perform bhakti yoga as prescribed by the Lord, as desired by the Lord. Lord wants every living entity to perform bhakti yoga. Let us perform the Lord's Bhakti Yoga. Go back. Alright. Hare Krishna. We'll stop here. Gantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaurav